In Jesus' name, amen. What does that mean? In Jesus' name. We end many of our prayers that way, don't we? Especially our individual prayers, maybe in our houses with our families. We pray in Jesus' name. Here in church, sometimes we make it a little more formal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Do we have to add that tag to the end of our prayers in order for God to listen? Today on Prayer Sunday, Rogate, ask, pray. We receive this beautiful invitation from Jesus in the gospel to pray in His name to God the Father. And He adds this remarkable promise that whatever we ask for in His name will be given to us by our Father. But what does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? We'll consider five things that are included in that short, simple little phrase. First, to pray in Jesus' name is to pray at Jesus' command. We'll use this example. Who may go into a movie theater and sit down and watch a movie? You say, well, anyone can go into a movie theater. But it's not quite true, is it? It's easy to enter. It doesn't take much. But in order to get past that ticket taker, you have to present a ticket. Just that simple. With a ticket, you get into the theater, watch your movie. Without a ticket, you don't get in. Prayer is like that. Not everyone has the right to go into God's presence and ask Him for things. You don't get to barge into His throne room and make demands of Him. That's hard for us in our everybody has the right to do everything culture. But the way God teaches about prayer is this. God is a great and holy King. And we have no business disturbing Him or even entering into His presence, much less asking things of Him. The only way to gain an audience with the Holy King is to present a ticket, or in this case, an invitation. And that's what Christians have. No one else, only Christians. That's what Jesus presents to His disciples in our gospel today. This ticket, this invitation to step into God's presence and ask Him for things. Ask, He tells His disciples. Ask. He gives to His disciples, to those who follow Him, to those who have been baptized into His name, this call, this invitation, this command to ask, to pray in His name to His Father. It's a sure thing. That's your ticket. That's what gets you into God's presence and authorizes you to ask Him for things. So to pray in Jesus' name is to hold up in every prayer this invitation from Jesus. Holy Father, here. Here is my invitation. Only for this am I so bold to make requests of You, because Your Son, Jesus, commanded it. To pray in Jesus' name, secondly, is not just to ask things, but to trust in His promise that your Father will hear and grant your request. Jesus attaches an oath to this promise. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in My name. Ask and you will receive. That is a firm promise of God, and it is not to be doubted. If Jesus says it, it must be true. So every prayer that begins, God, I don't know if You can hear me, but, is an abomination. Every prayer that that goes something like, well, I don't know if God will give me this, but I guess it can't hurt to ask, is tremendously evil. The idea that God just might give you your request, that you pray on the chance that God just might hear you, is absolutely wrong. That's a prayer of unbelief, not a prayer of faith. Now, that's not to say that your prayers become like drive-up orders at McDonald's, where you put in your order over here and drive up and receive it. God is not a drive-through. And it doesn't mean that every prayer begins and ends with a smile on your face. Ha, God will grant me what I wish. Just that simple. You may be troubled with great affliction or pain or suffering in your life. You may wrestle with God in prayer before you are comforted. That's what all the saints have always done. Jacob wrestled with God in the Old Testament. The Psalm writers, the Old Testament book of prayers, wrestled with God in prayer. How many Psalms begin, "How long, O Lord, how long? Will you forget me forever? My God, why have you forsaken me?" Yeah, some begin and end positive, with a sure faith in God's goodness and God's hearing and answering requests, but many Psalms don't go that way. They begin troubled, in anguish. But you notice that the psalm writer still, even in his anguish, even in his distress, doesn't stop praying. He takes his anguish and his distress to God. And almost always at the end of the psalm, you see how faith wins the wrestling match. "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation." You and I have even more reason to trust in God's promises than the psalm writers did, because we've seen the fulfillment of God's promises of sending and causing his son to suffer. Why should we believe that God will hear and grant our every request? Only for one reason. Because Jesus says so, and he cannot lie. So to pray in Jesus' name is to pray with faith in his promise to hear and to grant your requests. Faith is solid as a rock because Jesus promised. Jesus' word is solid as a rock. Third, to pray in Jesus' name is to make requests that look like Jesus' requests. There's a country song on the radio right now that's very disturbing. It's not a surprise. Most of what you hear on the radio or see on TV is disturbing. But this one is disturbing in this way. It's called "Pray for You." It's about a man who's very angry at someone who has wronged him in this way or in that way. Very angry, ready to take out revenge on that person, until a preacher in church sets him straight, tells him it's wrong to hate others. You should just pray for them. So this is what he prays. "I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true." Isn't that horrible? It's meant to be funny, of course, but all he succeeds in doing is taking the Lord's name in vain and twisting people's idea of what prayer requests are to be. Imagine Jesus praying that way. Imagine Jesus making requests of God for selfish things. "Oh God, grant me a new car or a new donkey or whatever. Oh God, let me win the lottery. Let my favorite sports team win this weekend." Imagine Jesus praying such foolish, mundane prayers. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray like Jesus, whether it's with words that he used in the Gospels or things that he taught us to pray for in the Gospels, like all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, or whether it's other parts of Scripture that tell us the things that are pleasing to God, that God wants for us, all the Psalms and the prophets and the apostles and how the church prayed in Scripture. We look to Scripture to teach us what requests are pleasing to God and which ones are just selfish things that we have no business wasting God's time on. That doesn't mean that to ask God for help in your life is a waste of his time. Not at all. But when it's those foolish, mundane things that are self-centered, that don't take Jesus into account when we pray, those are the things God forbids us to ask for. To pray in Jesus' name is to make requests like Jesus' requests. Fourth, to pray in Jesus' name is to pray trusting in Christ as your mediator with the Father. As Jesus says, that doesn't mean that you have to go to him for your requests and then he'll go to his Father to make those requests for you, just like you don't have to go to the Virgin Mary or to a saint or to a friend or a pastor or any other Christian. You go to the Father in prayer, but, and this is above all why only Christians can pray, you go to the Father trusting in Jesus as the sacrifice that takes away your shame and guilt by his blood. You go to the Father only claiming Christ and not yourself. You go to the Father trusting in his intercession that makes your prayers to the Father acceptable because he is your mediator, because he is your sacrifice. When you pray in your name, because of who you are, because of something you have done, you can expect only to be rejected by God. Rejected by him as swiftly as that Pharisee was rejected who in Jesus' parable in the temple prayed, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Since I'm so righteous, no wonder you'll hear my prayer." That's not praying in Jesus' name. It's praying in your own. To pray in Jesus' name is to claim him before God as your advocate, as everything. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray knowing God as your gracious Father, not because of who you are, but because of who Jesus is, and because you wear his name through holy baptism, where that gracious Father in heaven adopted you as his son, literally as his son, Jesus, so that you stand in his place when you offer all your requests to God. That's a God-pleasing prayer. When you stand before him in the name of his son, bearing his name through holy baptism, that's what it means to pray in Jesus' name. And finally, to pray in Jesus' name means to submit your requests to your Father's timing, to your Father's way, to your Father's will. Just a couple of hours after Jesus invited his disciples to pray in his name, Jesus himself was on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying those anguished prayers with sweat like drops of blood. Three different times he prayed. His request was, "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." But that cup wasn't taken from him, was it? That cup of suffering and shame and death. So was Jesus' request denied? Not at all. Because how did he submit that request? "Yet not my will, but your will be done." When you pray, you can lay all the requests of your heart before your Father, and you should trust that he will grant it, but you should never dictate to God the timing of when that prayer should be answered, or the manner in which he must answer it, or the person through whom he must fulfill it. Instead, we must leave everything to his time, to his way, to his will, to his wisdom and his fatherly love. That's how Jesus prayed. And see, God's way of fulfilling prayer is always so much better than we could imagine. Remember our Old Testament lesson that you heard today, the Israelites in the desert, first with their prayer of complaint that God wasn't giving them good enough things in the desert as he bore them on eagle's wings to the promised land. He sent those venomous snakes to bite them, to make them suffer, to make them die. And they realized their sin and they prayed to Moses to pray for them. And he did. But who would have thought, who could have imagined God's way of saving the people? A bronze snake up on a pole so that when the people looked to it, they would be cured of their venom, their venomous bites. A beautiful foreshadowing of God's answer to our prayer. Lord, have mercy. How? Lord, save us. How? Putting his son up on a pole, up on a cross, so that whoever looks to him has his salvation, his forgiveness. Who would have thought? Who would have imagined that that's how God would answer his people's cries for mercy and salvation? He knows the best way to answer our prayers in ways we could never guess or hope or imagine. So to pray in Jesus' name is to pray, submitting our requests to God's way and God's will, trusting that however he chooses to answer that prayer, it will be the best way. Do you grasp that? All of those things included in that little phrase, we pray in Jesus' name. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray at his command, to trust in his promise that we'll be heard and our prayers will be answered, to pray with requests like Jesus' request, to pray trusting in him alone as our mediator before the Father, to pray submitting our requests to our Father's will. That's what distinguishes Christian prayer from all the other prayer in the world, which is totally useless and worthless. All of that packed into that simple little phrase, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.